In Australia, we take it for granted that police can't search us without a warrant or a good reason. But there is an extraordinary search power that New South Wales police are using to search a person and the car or the place that they're in at any time without either a warrant or even a reasonable suspicion the person has done anything wrong. Police can use this search power once a person is subject to a firearms prohibition order, or FPO. Police say that these searches are necessary for community safety, but legal experts argue that the power is being misused to target already over-policed communities and that it is not doing the job that it is supposed to do. With us now on 2SER, we welcome Lucy Kelly, a solicitor at the Justice and Equity Centre. Morning, Lucy.
Morning, Jenny. Thanks for having me.
A firearms prohibition order sounds like a reasonable thing for police to use, but why are you raising concerns?
Yeah, so police have powers to protect the community, and they need to. Unfortunately, we already have strict gun laws in place across Australia, and in New South Wales, police can investigate and prevent firearms crimes using their normal powers. So the label firearms prohibition orders is somewhat misleading. None of us can use a firearm without a license. We're all prohibited in that sense. The difference with FPOs is that they give police additional powers, which they're interpreting really broadly and are using to stop and search people at any time, as you've mentioned, without the usual legal safeguards. We're concerned that these orders are being used as a kind of blank check to target already over-policed communities.
So who do you say is being targeted by these search powers?
So we know that more FPOs are being made against First Nations people. So for adults, that's over 40% are against FPOs at Aboriginal, and that figure rises to over 50% for young people. The search powers, even despite how broadly they're being interpreted, aren't actually helping police to find firearms and keep them out of the community. What we're calling success rate of FPO searches is actually really low. In recent years, it's been less than 0.1%. And what's troubling us is how that's playing out for people who are having an FPO made against them.
Okay, so you're obviously seeing a lot that is very concerning.
Yeah, a few concerns. So first of all, FPO searches aren't ordinary searches. We're seeing large numbers of heavily armed tactical police showing up at family homes at any hour, demanding entry and effectively turning the place upside down. As you can imagine, that's really intimidating, especially for some of our younger clients. People, I think, would also be fairly shocked to learn that these orders can be made against someone with no history of firearms offending and even no criminal history altogether. And the police have told us that things like traffic offences can actually be relevant to making an FPO. Finally, FPOs don't expire. Once they're made, they last for someone's lifetime. So a kid who makes a poor decision at age 12 could be branded with one of these orders and subject to the threat of police searches and harassment for the rest of their life. Some of our clients who've had FPOs made against them as young people are worried that these orders might affect things like job prospects down the line, even after they've worked really hard to turn things around.
All right, so these FPOs, these orders don't have a time limit. Is there any way for them to be removed?
Yeah, so oddly enough, that actually depends on your age. When an FPO is first made, people over 18 can challenge that decision within 28 days. But for young people, so people under 18, the way the legislation is drafted actually leaves them with no right of review, which is really concerning.
Yeah.
After that initial 28-day period, the only option people have is to write to the Commissioner of Police asking that they remove the FPO. But we know that very few FPOs are being removed. And what's more, if the commissioner doesn't remove your FPO after you've sent them a request, that decision is almost impossible to challenge in a court. This is devastating for young people, particularly those who are doing well and haven't reoffended. So it's deeply unfair in that sense, but it's also absurd. The fact that these orders aren't expiring means that there are FPOs currently in place against people who are in their 80s, 90s and 100s and even people who have died.
So what do you want to happen?
Yeah, so as I've said, we know police should have powers to keep the community safe from firearms threats, and they can do so under existing powers to stop and search and arrest someone if they have a reasonable suspicion of criminal offending. But FPOs are part of this really excessive and extraordinary regime with very little oversight, and that appears to actually be doing little to keep the community safe.
Mm.
if FPOs are here to stay, powers to make them need to be more clearly limited in the legislation, and there needs to be more transparency and accountability around police decision making. We also need amendments to the Act so that these orders don't last forever and people have a fair opportunity to challenge them if they don't pose a threat to the safety of the community.
Lucy Kelly from the Justice and Equity Centre, I'd like to thank you for joining us here this morning on 2SER Breakfast to find out more about your work and all the work being undertaken at the Justice and Equity Centre, jec.org.au. I thank you so much for your time.
Thanks, Danny.